from our listeners and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
My name is Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today we'll be listening to the music of the legendary singer and amazing songwriter, Sir Paul McCartney.
I've got too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. I've got too much on my mind. I think of everything to be discovered. I hope there's something to find. Searching through the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. The things I think I did. I do, I think I did. But the things I think I did when I was a kid. I couldn't understand a word that they were saying, but still I hung around and took it all in. I wouldn't join in with the games that they were playing. It went by, it went by in a flash. It flew by, it flew by in a flash. Far too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it's never too late. Searching for the time that has come so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. The things I think I did. I think I did. I think I did when I was a kid. But the things I think I did. I think I did. But the things I think I did when I was a kid. When I was a kid.
Paul McCartney, Memory Almost Full. That's from his 2007 album. And it's an amazing example of the way he loves to play with words. You know, the title, Ever Present Past. You've got the present and the past, you know, the opposites of those ideas. And then you've got like ever present as like an adjective describing the past. All in that one little sentence. And then the idea of his famous life. He was one of the founding members of the Beatles, and he was with the Beatles from 1960 through 1970. And you know that kind of fame, it haunts everything you do, every step he takes, his ever-present past. What an amazing songwriter. And you recognize that voice. I mean, that voice, what a sound. I was about 10 years old when I first heard the Beatles. And so I became a young woman listening to Paul McCartney sing love songs. And so for me, there's something about the sound of his voice. When I heard this album in 2007, it was like coming face to face with somebody that I knew like as a personal friend. It's incredible to hear him sing. So I would like to actually listen to some of his very young singing when he's 22 years old. And he records an album with the Beatles for their movie Hard Day's Night. They released it in 1964. And Paul wrote and sings one of the most beautiful songs, And I Love Her. He's 22 years old when he sings this. And then after that, I thought we'd hear another amazing Paul McCartney love song from the album that was released a couple of years after Hard Day's Night in June of 1966. The album is entitled Yesterday and Today, the Beatles album. And we're going to be hearing Paul's composition, Yesterday, Paul McCartney with the Beatles.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. My lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Yesterday,
Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Paul McCartney with the Beatles from their 1966 album, Yesterday and Today. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So Paul McCartney, what a lifetime career. He is still incredibly active as a musician. We heard at the top of the program, we heard that album that he did in 2007, Memory Almost Full. He did an amazing landmark performance, a live concert in New York City in 2009 in July. And he did an amazing collection of material in that concert. And so what I thought we would do is let's continue to listen to a couple of tracks that were originally released on the Beatles' Yesterday and Today album in 1966. Let's listen to We Can Work It Out with Paul McCartney's singing lead. And when he sings lead on a Beatles song, it usually means that he did the majority of the songwriting. And then we're going to hear another song that was released on that album called Drive My Car. But we're going to listen to the 2009 recording from Paul's Goodnight New York City album. So first, We Can Work It Out, followed by Drive My Car, Paul McCartney.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
We'll be right back.
Paul McCartney, Drive My Car. We just heard two of the, my favorite tracks that Paul McCartney wrote with John Lennon, his longtime friend and collaborator in the Beatles. So those two songs were first released in 1966 in July. That last recording we heard was from the live Citi Field recording in 2009. So in 1966, right after this album, a couple months later, they released Revolver. So Paul McCartney plays some incredible piano on the Revolver album. And I think it's kind of interesting when you know about Paul's background in his family. He was born in Liverpool in 1942, and his father was a jazz musician who had a band called Jim Max Jazz Band, and they were playing jazz in the 20s and the 30s, and his father was a trumpet player. So they moved to an address in 1955, when Paul is 13 years old, they moved to a house at 24th and Road in Allerton, England. And in the front room of that house, that's when his father got an upright piano, which he put in the front room. And Paul learns to play the piano, and I think what I read is the first song that he wrote was When I'm 64 on that piano. He didn't record that song until many years later with the Beatles. But people still travel to that address and visit the house where Paul McCartney started to write music. It's very interesting because I just got back. Lucky me, I was traveling and I was in Salzburg and I saw the birthplace of Mozart. And I thought, you know, a couple hundred years have gone by, Mozart, you know, 1790s, and here we are still honoring and visiting the place just where he lived. And I have the feeling that Paul McCartney is going to have that kind of long-lived fame, because what an amazing songwriter. What an amazing songwriter, and his voice. So his father gives him a trumpet, you know, when he's like 13, 14 years old, and he trades it in for a guitar. And we know the story after that, right? You know, his grandfather was also a horn player. His grandfather played the E-flat tuba. So Paul uses a lot of horn arrangements in his songs. And he also has a beautiful piano style. So let's listen to two tracks from the Beatles album that was released in 1966, the Revolver album. These are two Paul McCartney compositions, Good Day Sunshine, followed by For No One. Paul McCartney.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Paul McCartney with the Beatles from their 1966 Revolver album. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So what a great piano style he had. He grew up hearing music at home, and he played the piano, and there's a track that I love his piano playing on. It's not, you don't hear this very often, so I really wanted to play a little bit of it today. Let's move forward a couple of years in the Beatles catalog from Revolver in 1966. Let's listen to a couple of tracks from their White album released in 1968. I want to play Martha, My Dear, one of Paul's compositions. And then I'd also love to play Blackbird. Blackbird is just one of those songs, like, it's hard to believe that somebody actually wrote this song. This song, I've known it so long that it's hard to imagine somebody actually wrote it. And then to hear Paul sing it, it's an amazing thing. So the Blackbird was released on the White Album in 1968, but I wanted to play the live performance that Paul did at his Citi Field concert in 2009, last summer. So let's start with Martha, My Dear from the original White Album, followed by Paul McCartney's Blackbird from his live recording in 2009.
singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Paul McCartney. That was from a live recording entitled Good Evening, New York City, which was recorded from a live concerts over three nights in July last summer in 2009. And the City Field was being opened on the site of the old Shea Stadium, where the Beatles had first appeared in 1965. And so Paul McCartney returns, you know, how many years later, to do his live concert and do some amazing performances, not only of the Beatles material, but of the music he did with Wings. He was with Wings from like 1971 through 1981. And it's just an amazing performance. It's been released on CD and DVD. So it's kind of a shudder to hear these songs that you know so well being performed live by the man who wrote them, Sir Paul McCartney. The Beatles broke up at the end of the 60s. In 69 and 70, they did their final recordings. And while they still had the Apple label together, Paul McCartney in 1970 released his very first solo recording album. It's just entitled McCartney, and there's a bowl of spilled cherries on the front of the album. But it does have that big green Apple label from the Beatles. Apple Core. So I want to play a beautiful song that Paul wrote on this album called Maybe I'm Amazed, from his 1970 solo album McCartney.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. A 1, 2, 3.
When was that summer when the skies were blue? The bright red cardinal flew down from his tree. You tell me. When was that summer when it never rained? The air was buzzing with a sweet old honeybee. Let's see. You tell me. Were we there? Was it real? Is it truly how I feel? Maybe. You tell me.
McCartney, from his 2007 album Memory Almost Full. And right before that, we heard a track from his 1970 solo album, the first thing he recorded after the Beatles broke up, called Maybe I'm Amazed. My name is Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So Paul McCartney, you know, when people used to compare John Lennon and Paul McCartney, John Lennon always had such an edge to him, a kind of a biting sarcasm. And he was always making social and political statements in his songs. And when people would contrast John and Paul to each other, Paul would get the label of being the sappy one who wasn't able to deal with the issues that John Lennon was able to deal with, and that all he did was write silly love songs. And when the Beatles were breaking up, there was like this friction between them, and that had something to do with the friction between them. You know, John would describe Paul, and you know, it got kind of ugly there for a while. But, you know, in retrospective, when you hear Paul McCartney's music, there is an incredible optimism there, an amazing hopeful optimism, an uplifting humor, something very positive and joyful about his songwriting. And yet there's also a sadness there. There's a depth there. You know, I was talking about when they moved to the house on 24th and Road in Allerton when he was 13 years old, 1955. You know, he's listening to Little Richard and stuff like that. The year after they moved into that house, his mother died. And his mother's name was Mary. You know, Mother Mary comes to me. And he was only 14 years old when he lost his mom. And John Lennon also lost his mom when he was only 17. And so there was something about that early loss that brought those two together in a way. And they both had experienced what that means at a very early age. And I think it gave a certain depth to Paul McCartney and a certain perspective. And when we listen to this Memory Almost Full album, this 2007 release, which to me is an amazing mature statement, a reassessment of his life. You know, we just heard that song, You Tell Me. He's like really facing who he's been, what he's lived, and writing about it in a very straightforward, very simple to understand manner. You know, he has that lyrical gift of putting things that are hard to say in such simple words. So I love this album, and I want to listen to a few more tracks from the Memory Almost Full album. So let's listen to another song about a retrospective about his life. That Was Me, from Paul McCartney's Memory Almost Full.
That was me at the scout camp in the school play, spade and bucket by the sea. That was me. That was me playing conkers at the bus stop on a blanket in the bluebells. That was me. The same me that stands here now. And when I think that all this stuff can make a life, it's pretty hard to take it in. That was me. Well, that was me. Royal Iris on the river, Mersey beaten with the band. That was me. Yeah, that was me. Sweating cobwebs under contract in the cellar on TV. That was me. Same me that stands here now. If fate decreed that all of this would make a lifetime, who am I to disagree? That was me.
As long as they're not treasure made to measure for my pleasure. I had it my way. I've got my feet in the clouds, got my head on the ground. I know that I'm not square as long as they're not around. But I find it very, 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 very hard. Oh, I find it very, 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 very hard. Yes, I find it.
Paul McCartney with the Beatles, Fool on the Hill from their Magical Mystery Tour album. That was 1967. And right before that, we heard a track from his 2007 Memory Almost Full, Feet in the Clouds. And the thing that always reminded, that song, Feet in the Clouds, always reminded me so much of Fool on the Hill. So, you know, it's like he's really acknowledging the work that he did, writing songs with John Lennon and in the Beatles. So we'll get back to a little bit more from Paul McCartney in just a minute.
Join WJFF for a great afternoon of folk music. The fourth annual Maris Hearn Memorial Concert, a benefit for WJFF featuring the music of singer-songwriter Rod McDonald, will take place on Saturday, September 4th at 2 p.m. in the tavern of the Forestburg Playhouse in Forestburg, New York. Suggested admission is $20. That's Saturday, September 4th at 2 p.m. with singer-songwriter Rod McDonald. For more information, call 845-482-4141.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So Paul McCartney did an amazing live concert at Citi Field in 2009, and one of the songs that he performed on that concert is a beautiful song that he has written for John Lennon. We lost John in 1980, so all these years later, it's a beautiful thing to hear Paul's song to John. It's called Here Today, and after that, we'll be hearing another track from his Memory Almost Full album called End of the End. Sir Paul McCartney, live, Goodnight New York City from 2009, Here Today.
And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, ooh, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, ooh, here. But as for me, I still remember how it was before. And I am holding back the tears no more. No, no, no. I love you. What about the time we met? Well, I suppose you could say that we were playing hard to get. We didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. And what about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you were here today. Ooh, for you are in my song. At the end of the end, it's the start of a journey to a much better place. And this wasn't bad, so a much better place would have to be special, no need to be sad. A
On the day that I die, I'd like jokes to be told and stories of old to be rolled out like carpets the children have played on and laid on while listening to stories of old. At the end of the end, it's the start of a journey to a much better place. And a much better place would have to be special. No reason to cry.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, today's show about Sir Paul McCartney. I hope you enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz. Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more. BelAirMusic.org and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM. WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59, it's 72 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. Stay tuned for Alternative Radio.
Support for this program comes from our listeners.